road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahalan, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Joining us now on our Meyer Super Center guest line. And folks, this is quite the bucket list opportunity. A lot of people try to do this over the course of, oh, I don't know, maybe a lifetime. But this individual right here, she's actually doing it all in one season. Her name is Susie Hunter. You can find her on Twitter at TheSusieHunter. She is road tripping all across America to every Major League Baseball park in 2021. Susie, first and foremost, my friend, thank you for taking the time to join us. How did this whole thing come about? How did you even come up with this idea? Take us from day one, step one of this project that you decided, you know what, I'm going to try to do this all in one summer.
Thank you so much for having me on. So I feel like this is every baseball fan's dream to do every ballpark, and especially to do it all in one season. It's such a feat. It's definitely a lot of work. But I kind of thought about it last year when I was sitting in quarantine, not able to travel anywhere. I was like, you know, next year, like, I think I want to make it happen. Like, if this pandemic is allowing it to happen, then I will want to travel to all the ballparks. And it kind of all lined up. My contract was up at my TV station. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to renew it. I'm just going to go for this and spend my summer traveling the country.
Wow. So hold on now. So your TV contract is up and you're like, you know what? Yeah, no, the heck with it. I don't need a job. I'm going to go travel the country.
I mean, kind of, yeah. I definitely needed a little bit of a break. I mean, working in media through a pandemic is definitely really stressful. I'm sure you can relate. Everyone was definitely very stressed out, but I felt like it was a really good time to just take a little breather and see the country.
Good for you. Okay, how about that? Susie, how many ballparks have you been to as of today?
So Cleveland was number 17, so I'm a little more than halfway done.
Cleveland was 17, and you will be in Detroit when? Friday?
I will be in Detroit all weekend, so that'll be park number 18. I've never been to Detroit, so I'm really excited to check it out.
Yeah, it'll be exciting. I think that a lot of folks, I was, around the ballpark for the Yankees series a couple weeks ago, and the amount of New Yorkers that were in town that had never been to Detroit, but they were shocked by it. I think that that's usually a lot of out of towners. Detroit doesn't necessarily have the greatest reputation ever, but I think once people come and have the opportunity to kind of see downtown, walk around a little bit, enjoy themselves a little bit, they get a chance to maybe formulate their own sort of opinion on the area and of course on the club as well, and hopefully you enjoy the ballpark. And a lot of Tigers fans fell in love with Tiger Stadium. Comerica Park, obviously much different than old Tiger Stadium, but I think it's starting to kind of, you know, have its own charm. So if Cleveland was 17 and Detroit was 18, what are the other ones that you've already been to?
So before that I was in Chicago. I saw the Cubs. I've never been to Wrigley before either. I have to go to Chicago twice because the schedule just like did not allow for me to be there for an extended period of time and see both teams. So I was in Chicago. I've been to Minnesota. I was at the All-Star game at Coors Field. I have done all the Texas stadiums, all the Florida stadiums, Braves, and then everything in the Northeast.
Which one has been your favorite thus far?
Ooh, great question. So as far as parks that I had not been to yet, I really liked Pittsburgh. I grew up in Philly, but like for some reason I'd never been to Pittsburgh. It's all the way on the other side of the state. It's not on the way to anything for me. But I loved Pittsburgh. It was such a cool ballpark, such a fun city. So I liked that the most, I think, out of the new ballparks for me.
Okay. All right. So Pittsburgh for the newer ballparks, is there a ballpark that is like you hold dear to your heart because of nostalgia and the, you know, kind of the old school? I know the people who have been to Fenway absolutely love Fenway, and there's just there, you know, and Wrigley might be kind of the same sort of deal just because of its age and the history and everything else.
Actually, I love Fenway. I worked at a Fenway sports bar for 3 baseball seasons. So anytime I get to go back is really special. And also my grandfather was a huge Boston Red Sox fan, and he was the biggest baseball influence in my life. So it's always very sentimental to go back to Fenway for a lot of reasons.
Best ballpark food you've had so far?
Ooh, oh my gosh, good question. So I will have to say, though, when I started the road trip, most ballparks weren't at full capacity. So a lot of the concession stands were closed and they were operating off of much smaller menus than they normally would. So I feel like I could have gotten a better food experience if we weren't in a pandemic. But my favorite ballpark food of all time are the Monster Nachos in Section 110 at Coors Field. I've been to Coors a lot, so they kind of know me at the stand at this point. But that's like my favorite ballpark food. And I got to eat a lot of them while I was out in Denver.
That's in the All-Star game. I mean, how awesome was that?
I've never been to an All-Star game. So I was just like, oh, this will be cool. Like, what a fun thing that I'm able to do. I was so excited. And then actually being there, it was like overwhelming. I was like, wait, I am so stoked to see every single one of these guys right now. It was amazing.
Now, the journey and the trip that you're making right now is not only just for your own personal enjoyment and for some, give us something to talk about. There's also there's a cause behind this, which is the Boys and Girls Club of America. So how are you able to tie that organization in with what you're doing?
Okay, thank you so much for bringing this up. So yeah, I am trying to raise $30,000 for the Boys and Girls Clubs of America, and they are fantastic champions of youth sports. So after just like the year that we've all been through, and like especially these kids, like we need to be pouring some more money into these resources. But it's been cool of, you know, planning on visiting clubs along the way. And while I was out in Denver around the All-Star game, they had a really cool ribbon cutting event where they renovated a club and there's this new field and they had kids from the area just like loving it. It was so cool to see like all of that come together. But it's such a great cause and it means so much to me. So I'm excited that people are into it.
Now you said that you were from Philly originally. Where do you call home right now?
Well, home is my SUV right now, but I lived in Hartford for a really long time. That's where I was a reporter. So I guess I would call Philly home right now, but my stuff really just lives in Philly.
So you are driving to every ballpark?
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. I'm driving to every single ballpark, so I've just been on the road since the spring.
I mean, why drive versus fly? Just the financials of it? Or you just were really excited about, like, hey, let's go see all of America as well as all the ballparks in America?
I think there's something so special about driving it and watching, you know, how the country changes as you're physically traveling through it. And also, flights can get kind of expensive. So it's just a lot easier to do it this way.
Driving it all in your SUV. Now, is it just you solo? Do you have a friend or somebody traveling with you, you know, experiencing this with you? Or do you have, you know, different people in different places you kind of pick up and like, hey, let's, you know, do you want to come to this game because I know you're in the area? Or are you just doing this all by yourself?
So I'm driving this whole thing myself, but I do meet up with people in most of the cities that I go to because, I mean, you know, working in media, people, you know, you meet people, you work with people, your friends move all over the place. So I feel like I've got a really solid base of friends all over the country, but there are some parks that I go to where I am solo, which I also don't mind because I do love going to a baseball game by myself and just making friends and talking to people.
If you could, I guess, who would be your, I was going to say if you could tell us, but I'm going to ask you, so you're going to have to tell us, or maybe you don't have one and that could be possible too. But who is your favorite player to watch right now?
Favorite player to watch right now. I have been a Vlad Jr. fan for several years now. When he was a AA player with the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, he would play against the Hartford Yard Goats, the team that I covered in Hartford. So we saw a lot of all those guys, but he has been my favorite to watch since he was a AA player. And I'm really stoked to see him killing it right now.
Yeah, Vlad Jr., that what a great story it was. You know, he at the All-Star game and the glove with the picture of he and his dad. Like, that's just, it's just awesome. It doesn't happen a whole lot. And, you know, for those two, I mean, what an awesome relationship that they've had. And it's great to see, you know, the young one have as much success as he has had. Susie Hunter, you can find her on Twitter at the Susie Hunter, road tripping all across the country. to every Major League Baseball park in 2021 to benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. Susie, my friend, thank you so much for your time today. We greatly appreciate it. Enjoy the Motor City and enjoy Comerica Park this weekend. And thank you once again.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.